Thank you for checking out today's episode of the Auburn Daily Podcast or YouTube show. Whichever you were listening, I want to thank you for checking it out there. Like I said, rather on the YouTube channel or wherever you listen to your podcast. If you do enjoy the show, show us some love, give us a review. Make sure you follow us or subscribe, depending on wherever you're at. And if you're on YouTube, yeah, give us a comment. Let me know. Keep the conversation going. Let us know any of your opinions on what you're thinking about. If you have any questions or want to further the conversation anymore, check me out on socials. Like I said, at Auburn Means, shoot me a DM. Let me know what you think, good or bad. Love hearing from you. So today's episode, Auburn-Ole Miss game. Why this game is a major crossroads for what the future for Auburn could be, big and small. Or maybe short and long might have been better there. Either way, you know what I meant. But before we get into today's show, I want to go ahead and take a quick moment to thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Opelika Rage Room. They are new. They are awesome. It is a great time. They also have a location in Birmingham, the Birmingham Rage Room. So if you're listening to us from the Birmingham area, go check them out there. Now, if you're in the Auburn or Opelika area or traveling to here, you check them out. They're located just outside of downtown Opelika on 2nd Avenue. Absolute blast when you want to go in and rage. You want to get a table full of stuff, get some bats, hammers, get some gear, get to play your own music, and just get to beat it all to a pulp. It's exactly like how it sounds. Be TVs, windshields, plates, bottles, whatever, it's all there. Beat it up. You're looking for something a little bit more chill, maybe that is not your thing. They also have a splatter room, big paint room, neon fluorescent paint. Get to throw it everywhere, get a canvas, get to take it home. That is also great for all ages. Check them out at opelikaragedroom.com. You can book a session online there 7 days a week from 12 to 10. It's a great time. Definitely, definitely do it. I want to thank them for sponsoring today's show. Now, to the episode. Why is this game, Auburn-Ole Miss, a crossroads game? Before I do that, I just want to say for all you, for everybody watching, we're in Studio Barn down in Auburn today. Don't have the best recording set up here, so if the audio and video is not great, I'm also, the allergies are horrible, so if you see me fidgeting on my nose, I'm doing my very best not to, but it is, we are not in the most ideal situations, but this is an important game, this is an important show, we weren't going to skip it. Friday's episode had to come, doing it for you guys, even though the recording conditions are tough, we will press on. The Crossroads Games. Auburn is... we have the toughest part of the schedule. Let's be real. Those middle three games, the A&M, the Georgia, the LSU, I don't think anybody, unless you were just the most optimistic of all optimists, thought Auburn was going to win any of those games at any point. Maybe you're booking real hard and had one, but nobody had all three. Let's be real. I don't think anybody did. And if you did, don't tell anybody that, because you're going to get drug. I definitely had all those as losses. And some were better than I would have thought. Some were far, far worse, hint LSU. And Ole Miss is right up there, and I think a lot of people are kind of drawing this one as a loss. Las Vegas drawn as a loss. You're looking at a 55.5 point total. The spread is 6.5 on most books so far. So what does that tell us if we do some crazy advanced math here? We split that score in half. We split the spread out. You're looking at roughly about a 25 to 32 point game. That's kind of some weird numbers in football, but you know, for spread purposes, just to kind of give you an idea of maybe a range, so no one takes that too literally. As much as I love scoregami games, give me a 3. You know what? I'll take a 3-2 Auburn win. Get both Mississippi schools in the 3-2 would be all about that. So I think that this game will be a little bit higher production for Auburn. Now, granted, unfortunately, Power 5, that bar is very, very low, and Auburn's just a score in the 20s. To hit a season high Power 5. So that stinks, being this late in the season, that that's where Auburn is, but it is the reality of what it is. Now, Ole Miss has got a high-octane offense. They can do some things. They've done some things. They did a lot of things to Auburn last year. Not fun things, not things we want to remember. And they had no issue scoring on Auburn. They were 14, 14, 10, 10 for all respective quarters. Auburn started that game real, real slow. They came out of nowhere, and they went in and they got a little bit of points in the second quarter to make it a little bit more respectable, but just it was too little too late. Year before, Auburn comes out of that game absolutely swinging, and surely enough, scores 14 and 14 in both quarters, which, you know, 2 years in a row, winning team takes it. So what do you see there is this has been the victor for this game in recent years has gone to the team that came out swinging early. Now, Auburn and Ole Miss 2 years ago in 2021 only scored a field goal in the second half, respectively. So what is the key here is score early and choke the other team out. Just fizzle it out. Just scrum it till the end. As long as you got more points before you go in, you're good. Don't know how this game could look, and this is one of those games, another one, where no outcome would necessarily surprise me. Now, what has surprised me so far about Ole Miss has been Judkins. He has not been as high as I would have thought he's been in the SEC. I believe he's sitting at number 9 for total rushing yards, I believe. And Ole Miss's offense for total yards is sitting at 5th in the SEC. Now, if you go to yards per game, that definitely goes up a little bit higher. Auburn is sitting at 14th. And then a very respectable 13th for yards per game. So very ugly on offense for Auburn. I don't think that's a surprise for anybody listening. If you're consuming Auburn content on YouTube or your podcast, you probably already knew it was looking pretty bleak. Do you think there is a opportunity this weekend to turn around? Now, Ole Miss's defense before the absolute just throttling of LSU to kind of put the numbers down, their defense has been, we'll just say, kind of middle of the road to make the conversation easy here for what has been the SEC. Now, middle of the road, bottom of the road, doesn't really matter. Auburn's offense hasn't been able to do anything, not against Power 5. That's just anything. So some changes there. We'll get to that in a second. Jackson Dart has done a very, very good job of not turning the ball over. He's 12 for 2, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Ole Miss has been good about it. Now, the problem there is that Auburn, a lot of the momentum they have gotten in games to keep them a little closer, keep them in it, has come from the turnovers. Now, if Auburn can stay consistent with that, catch Ole Miss slipping and get them at a high point in season turnovers, then you win the turnover battle, anything's possible. The talent gap between what Auburn had been facing against your likes of your A&Ms, your likes of your Georgias, is not going to be so bad with Ole Miss. Now, Ole Miss has been performing very well, and let's be real, I mean, Lane Kiffin is not a bad coach, especially on the offensive side. And at the end of the day, the team that scores the most points going to win the game. Ole Miss has shown that they can score points. Jackson Dart shown he's been an improved, good, reliable quarterback. I believe he's throwing for, I'm going to ballpark off memory, I think about 64% so far. I'm not going to say what Auburn's quarterback's been throwing for. So there's the matchup right there. I do believe this is probably going to be somewhere between a 7 and 10-point game. I do think – I'm going to predict right now Ole Miss is probably going to win it. I'll probably say – high 20s to mid 30s, Ole Miss takes it. I'm not going to see an exact number because it could be a little bit anywhere in there, but I think that's kind of the range of where it's going to be. Now, if this is a low-scoring game, that's obviously going to bode better for Auburn. If it's a high-scoring game, that's going to bode worse. So let's just keep it low-scoring. But I'm not going to go into the keys of the game because those were all pretty, win the time possession, get some turnovers, don't do that. It's kind of the same story. But since Auburn doesn't really have any identity that's a good identity, one we could be proud of, I'm not going to really go into just the basic stuff because it's kind of been the same story every week, and there hasn't been really any tangible reason to believe that that story is anything more than a fairy tale. I hate to be so blunt about it. It just kind of is what it is. They've got to show that they can do these things consistently before I think it's worth really talking about them with real tangible, hey, this is what they can do because they've shown that they can do it. But to drown out some of that pessimism, I do think this is a turnaround week that they could potentially do that. You know, for those that made it through, some of that anti-boogin can make you guys feel better. So to talk about the last thing of it, the drama of it, before we get into the crossroads sides of it, you had the drama of Hugh Freeze formerly coaching there. Now, I've said this before. I wish Hugh Freeze looked at this, how Gus Malzahn looked at Arkansas, because that was, no matter what, that was going to be Gus's Super Bowl. He had something to He'd already played them at Liberty. He played them in Oxford. He kind of got that jinx off of him. He's not, is that the right word? The jinx, the monk comes back, whatever the word is. See the butterflies maybe of it. Yeah, the butterflies playing Ole Miss again. He said that's done. Just another game. Now, is that coach speak? Is that him just trying to water it down? Is that him trying to not psych himself, order the team out? Well, only he knows that. But that's what he said. That's the demeanor he's going into it. Good, bad, ugly. We'll see what the results are. I would hope in the back of his head he has a maybe that's what he needs, a little chip. Maybe it's a hidden chip. Maybe he'll play with that chip. I don't know. I want him to, because it's always fun seeing Gus beat the brakes off that, off Arkansas. So there's a little bit of a storyline there. Maybe they'll try to play it down. Who knows? The players on this team were not around for all that. This is a storyline. I mean, it's been a while since Gus has been at Ole Miss, if you really think about it. So maybe it really is all water under the bridge. And what is not is Lane Kiffin, very, very highly rumored to come to Auburn last year with the whole coaching change debacle, and Lane being a very, very hot name that lots of things happen. Who knows what is and isn't true and all that. But from the outward perception, it was true. For what people thought could or should or was going to happen, it was out there. So in some sense, perception can be reality because enough people believed it. Well, enough people believe it, then there's a storyline there. Of course, there were the reports, and of course, Lane Kiffin would quote tweet the reports and da-da-da. So yeah, did he pour a little gasoline on the fire? Absolutely. How much of this will come into play? How much will they hype it up? Who really knows? Will this add any extra element to it? Who really knows? But this game does have a little bit of an extra, I guess you could say, dramatic twist to it for all those things. That's just a little bit of a fun bit. Is it gonna affect what happens on the field? Who knows? But depending on what does happen, here is where Auburn is at their crossroads. We mentioned how the last games, that was the tough part of the season. And on paper, this should really be the last hoorah before it gets much easier. Now, out of LSU, A&M, Georgia, and of course Ole Miss should technically on paper be the least talented of all those teams. So as far as just athlete for athlete, blue chip, however you want to look at it, Auburn should be in a better matchup shape versus Ole Miss. Of course, you got them at home. Ole Miss has not done historically great in Jordan here. Not a place that they love playing. Now, and I just haven't done great historically against Auburn. The last time Ole Miss has beaten Auburn multiple times in the row was the early 50s. I think it was 49, 51, and 52. That is the last time Ole Miss has beaten Auburn multiple times in a row. I would love to not have that. That's a fun streak. I'd love to not lose all these, like, fun streaks that Gus, Brian have cost us, and hopefully he doesn't either. It's fun to keep a few of those. That's a great one to hold over their back. I didn't really think about that until fairly recently. When's the last? Because I hadn't had to think about it, because you've never really had a threat of Ole Miss ever being good enough to beat Auburn two times in a row. So let's hope that we don't have to think about it. Maybe Sunday we'll say, whew, dodge that bullet. Because you beat him this year, then it could be really rough sailing for Ole Miss to ever get it to where they could ever be. This would be their chance to do it. Because Auburn has been kind of historically lower. And I'll give Ole Miss and Lane credit. They have been kicking above what they would normally perform at. So that's what they want to do. Good for them. Now, where Auburn can leverage that is that Ole Miss is a top 15 team. And if you win this game, that could be a big momentum shift. Now, here's my hot take on this. This could get a lot of people stirring. I think this win could be the most important of the season if you were to theoretically win out, more so than Alabama. If you were to pick the two that you could get, and you could say you could beat against Ole Miss, or you could beat Alabama, I think this game could have more of a positive impact than beating Alabama. That's a hot take. I'm going to explain it, because I know a lot of people probably feeling some type of way on that. Here's what I mean and why I'm saying this. If you beat Ole Miss right now, and I mean like a solid win. This doesn't have to be some, well, you know, Ole Miss fumbled the ball 10 times within the 5-yard line, and Auburn scooped and scored all. You know, nothing like Ole Miss didn't give this away. Auburn took it from them. Auburn played good four quarters. They got to figure the quarterback thing out. Don't get me wrong. There can't be this merry-go-round of is it Peyton Thorne? Is it Robbie Ashford? There needs to be somebody who does it. I don't really care who it is. I'm the best guy. Let it be the best guy. They get that figured out. The receivers thing, just these offensive woes figured out to where it just looks like it makes sense. Guys either catching the ball or quarterbacks throwing it right or quarterback throwing it right to where, okay, we're done with that. This is the guy for the rest of the year. I'm going to say this. If they don't do that and we have this deal and let's say Peyton Thorne trots out there and he's playing as bad as he has been statistically, he's playing like Rogue Peyton at home, there's going to be unrest with fans. There's going to be a tough narrative out there, and that's going to be that's not going to be a fun PR situation. There's going to be a lot of upset people, and they're going to be looking at media to probably ask some tough questions. But I can guarantee if you tune into social media or boards, you're going to see a lot of disgruntled deals. I don't want that to happen. Whoever it is, I hope they get the guy. that's the guy moving forward. And I'm going to say this. I don't think that, and I think, oh, this is a very hot take. I don't think Auburn wins this game if they are playing with this erratic quarterback carousel with no rhyme or reason. Like, Robbie is playing hot. Instead of feeding him a hot hand, they yank him from the game, and then Peyton Thorne goes, you know, incompletion, punt type situation. That's where people are going to just lose their minds. I don't think Auburn can win that type of game. I think whoever's going to be that guy, they might both play really well. Don't know. But if there is something to where, okay, we got the quarterback situation figured out or mostly figured out, well, you got a favorable run here. You got Mississippi State at home. So you got 2 weeks to get any of the figure out stuff figured out against opponents that are closer to talent or lesser talent than Auburn is. So that's a good start to some get right games. Then you roll into Vanderbilt and you got Arkansas. Now Arkansas, they got some injuries. They've been playing some chippy ball. They've been keeping it close to folks. But by this point, maybe with all the Pittman rumors or anything, maybe Arkansas is so dejected and down that Auburn gets one out there. So there is a legitimate chance. And I'm going to say this. If Auburn starts winning these few games in a row, especially with Ole Miss, LSU, Georgia, A&M, that's all distant memories. People long forgotten about that stuff. Storylines will start getting a lot kinder to Auburn. The fan mood will change very quick. Winning cures a lot. And especially a top 15 win. Especially a top 15 win that is loaded with recruits coming to visit. They do all those things. This game can really start swinging. The long-term momentum seems to be good. But if you get short-term momentum and stack that with long-term momentum, everybody's feeling a lot better. Auburn's gotten some recruits this week. He had some decommits. We did an episode about that. You can go check that out if you want to know the lowdown there. But Auburn also got some commits. Now, you know, you got some 25 folks in there, which is good. You want the big picture because it shows you can recruit current guys with future guys. Hey, look at this class coming too. Like, this team, you know, the right direction is what everybody wants to see. Coaching, alignment, all those buzzwords, good stuff. But seeing things on the field doesn't hurt either. Winning doesn't hurt a thing. And if they can get a little stretch where they start stacking some stuff together and, hey, you know what, this is what we're going for. That vision, a lot of people, and, you know, the recruits, the most important ones, start getting on board with that vision. It gets to be transfer portal season. Auburn's still going to have some holes on this team. We're going to go over some of these in some future episodes. We had one with Andrew talking about portal guys. I believe that was yesterday's episode where we talked about just that. There's going to be some guys in the portal leaving, especially wide receiver. Going to have to get some of those. So this momentum can help stack on all that. Because the problem is you don't want to go into portal season a whole bunch of losses. Oh, no, we're good. I promise. We need you. Yeah, that stuff helps. But when you have that with a bunch of wins in the same pitch, it looks a lot better. Hey, look, we've proven the concept. Because by that point, people have recency bias. They're going to remember this half of the season. They're going to remember, oh, you know, back in early October and late September, you guys were shutting. That's not a conversation that's going to happen. The momentum from this could swing big. Now, here's the big, you know, the big elephant in the room there. You beat this team, seemingly you should be able to handle every team left. And then you got Alabama. And that, I'm not saying Alabama would be in that same category there. Feel a lot better about beating Alabama. The confidence is through the roof. And honestly, confidence mentally, psychologically, that's a big part of it. Believing in yourselves. I mean, there's a lot to the sports psychology. I think a lot of people think it's just, you know, hard nose, get in there, practice. And believing you can win goes a long way. So what helps you believe you can win? Actually winning. So you take this. I generally do think that if Auburn beats this team, and minus just absolute catastrophe, Auburn wins out. And it could be tough going into Arkansas, but if you beat this team and you start getting things right, beat them in the right way, not just you got more points than them, but all these offensive woes you've been having, establishing some pass rush, things that need to come, start to come, and they build upon them at Ole Miss, excuse me, from Ole Miss to Mississippi State, then You got the ingredients in the gumbo to start to boil a little bit. Leverage that. I mean, go to Vandy. Honestly, if you have a road game to get your head right, saying, hey, we can beat him better on the road, probably Vandy's probably your best bet. I mean, they got a jumbotron hanging by a crane right now. I mean, how many dozens of Vandy fans are going to be there for that? And it's interesting because, you know, that's actually going to be Vandy's – it's their homecoming. I forgot. They call it something different over there. It's like alumni – party weekend. I don't know. So who knows? I mean, they might be out there playing, I don't know, like bingo or pinochle in the tent or something. I don't know how interested in Vandy alumni are even in the football aspect of that big weekend. I think they're more into the concerts and all the other charity events that go on. I did some research on it over the summer because a little tidbit on everybody about that one. We'll talk about this later, but before everybody freaks out, Vandy just schedules homecoming games like whenever against whoever. It's not like they schedule homecoming games. They've done like Georgia multiple times. Like it's not a thing that they, because like I said, Vanderbilt is sports second, academics first, which is, you know, the opposite of how it should be in the SEC. But, you know, that's how they like to operate up there. So that kind of school. So you get that one right. You show you can win on the road. And, of course, you got to beat Arkansas on the road. And then you got Alabama. Or you have New Mexico State. And then you got Alabama. Well, you went out the season starting at Ole Miss. Then the storylines of this team have completely shifted. Don't need to go into that. But to take the inverse of this argument is, why do I think it is more important than Alabama? You lose this game, you should beat Mississippi State. But depending on how you lose it and what's going on, are the same problems there. If Auburn loses this game with the same issues that they've had, and this is going to be a little more of the pessimistic side of it, this may be a little bit more of an extreme take, but if Auburn loses this game the way they've been losing games, and the offense is abysmal, and there's nothing going on at quarterback, and this quarterback carousel and goes from bad to worse, wide receivers just don't even know, they're don't even know where they're running. Defensive line is giving the quarterbacks, just with less and less talented offensive line, just more and more time to throw. And it just doesn't look like it's turning in any sort of direction that's good. You got to really start wondering, do you start having an 08 and a 2012 effect where guys start saying, you know, as I kind of mentioned earlier, the believing they can win, does it start to go the opposite way to where it's just, all right, does this team start losing the teams they got no business losing to, which could be the next few on the schedule? And then as bad as they've been playing in a way, do you lose to Arkansas? There is a situation where this team might only beat Vanderbilt in the SEC. So at that point, your two wins are Vanderbilt and Mexico State. Auburn's at 5 wins. You don't make a bowl. It's crazy to think that this game could potentially have the swinging momentum between winning out or beating everybody to Alabama, which is equally as good. It's a pretty good scenario either way. We'll take either. Or potentially losing to not make a bowl game, depending on how it goes. There's a lot of – in either – I mean, either scenario – I might say one is more likely than another. I'm not going to get to that side of it. But there is a path that those could happen. And I think you could argue that there's a realistic chance of either. I don't think either is necessarily off the table. And that's why I think this game could be very, very important to Auburn for really, really good things or really, really bad. And like I said, the key is not necessarily winning or losing. I think the key is going to be how Auburn wins or how Auburn loses. Get right, or you could show just how wrong everything is. You can get the right storylines out there, or some bad ones can keep brewing. And if they lose this game ugly, there's going to be a lot of unrest from fans, and that's where things don't get very fun. So you get your three scenarios. You can lose bad. You mentioned how that could potentially snowball. You win or win big. Mention how that one did. Or, this is another good one, even though it does have a loss in it, you lose. But if you lose a respectable game, you improve drastically on offense. You don't beat 100 yards by getting 102. You get your quarterback situation straightened out, and it looks like, all right, they play competitively with a good Ole Miss team. They got things right, looking like it's going to come on strong into Mississippi State. They got right on a lot of these issues. The flashes everybody's been waiting on to show, the things we've been waiting to click and start clicking. Then you go to show it at Mississippi State. You still got that 7-5 scenario still waiting right there on the table. Anything can happen with Alabama, but you want to go into that one strong. You beat Ole Miss, a lot of these good things can happen. You kind of fizzle out toward the end of the season. You get a feel-good win against Alabama. Well, unfortunately, what does that necessarily mean for the big picture? I think that's going to make people feel really good, but does it mean a whole lot for the future for Auburn other than just that warm, fuzzy feeling and then knowing that you got that, you got that over your, you got that cloud over your rivals for an entire year. That stuff's awesome. Don't get me wrong, love it. But if we're just talking why the Ole Miss win could be more important than Alabama, I think that's why I got to match it there. That's what I'm taking. That's my hot take. Because I think you have a lot more weeks to show improvement and what that improvement can look like versus just, hey, we beat Alabama in an ugly win. Because I just don't think all these other things are going to click and all of a sudden it just clicks against Alabama. I think having it show against a top 15 team and then having the entire season to show what it can do, I think can really build more goodwill. And like I said, it could also mean that you beat Alabama. But by that point, you beat Alabama. There's been a lot of years where Auburn has beaten Alabama, and have they been able to really roll with that success, or was it sort of this team of destiny type win? And I've said it numerous times, the team of destiny thing has been the problem that has plagued Auburn for quite some time. Beating Alabama is never a bad thing, especially right now. There's a lot of good that can come from that. But if that good is more team of destiny good versus building to the right things in the right direction good, maybe, just maybe, this win against Ole Miss could actually mean a little bit more than a win against Alabama could. Agree with me, disagree? Let me know in the comments. It's a hot take. Don't know how everybody's going to feel about it. So that's going to conclude this episode. Appreciate you guys hanging tight with me on a solo episode. Appreciate you guys hanging tight through some technical difficulties as I'm recording remote in Auburn. Like I said, important show. Wanted to get out this weekend. Wanted to get it out before wanted to get it out before this big game, because like I said, this is, I think, a little bit bigger game than a lot of people realize. A lot of people come to town. If you are, be there, be loud. It's 6 o'clock games, could be probably about near perfect football weather. Make this the atmosphere that Ole Miss hates to be in. Make it tough for them. Give this, show why this is one of the best home field advantages in the entire country. So, well, thank you everybody for checking out the show. Already mentioned where we're at on the socials. Of course, find Auburn Daily on Auburn Daily, auburndaily.com. Check me out Twitter at Auburn Memes. Of course, like I said, comment, review, subscribe, all that fun stuff. 5 stars helps the show out a ton. And thank you guys for supporting. And we will be with you guys after the Ole Miss game to talk about whatever happens then. Thanks for listening.